KJAN Sports.
Time for Checkup Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. It took just five carries for Florida State fullback Lonnie Pryor to do some major damage against Northern Illinois at the Orange Bowl last night. Pryor was named the game's outstanding player after turning those five runs into a career-high 134 yards and two touchdowns in the Seminoles' 31-10 win over the Huskies. He scored the first touchdown on a career-long 60-yard run and then went 37 yards for a clinching touchdown with 10 minutes left. They were the two longest rushes allowed by Northern Illinois all season. Senior E.J. Manuel had 291 passing yards for the 13th-ranked Noles, who finished 12-2 with their fifth consecutive bowl victory. Florida State was playing in its first BCS bowl in 12 years. That was the last one was when they beat Virginia Tech for the national championship. Northern Illinois ends the year 12-2 following their first BCS game appearance. The Huskies also ended a 12-game winning streak and slipped to 5-28 against top 25 teams. Stanford's Rose Bowl drought is over, while Wisconsin's losing streak in the granddaddy of them all continues. The 8th-ranked Cardinal won the game for the first time since 1972, capping a 12-2 season by allowing just 82 total yards in the second half in a 20-14 win over the Badgers. Stephon Taylor and Kevin Hogan led the Stanford ground game. They combined for 212 yards. Taylor ran for 89 yards and an early touchdown, while Hogan finished with a game-high 123 rushing yards for the Pac-12 champs. Kelsey Young rushed for a touchdown on Stanford's opening possession, and Taylor scored on the second. Monte Ball rushed for 100 yards and his FBS record 83rd touchdown for the Badgers, who lost the Rose Bowl for the third consecutive season. Well, Northwestern did something yesterday that you probably haven't seen in your lifetime. They won a bowl game. That was the first time since the Truman administration. Winning their first bowl since the 1949 Rose Bowl, the 21st-ranked Wildcats snapped their 9-game bowl losing streak as they beat Mississippi State 34-20 in the Gator Bowl. That had been college football's longest postseason losing streak. It's the first time the 10-3 Wildcats finished with double-digit victories since the 1995 season. Quentin Williams returned an interception 29 yards for a touchdown on the third play of the game. Nick Van Hoos set up a late touchdown with a 39-yard interception return. Those plays were the difference in a back-and-forth game that featured 7 interceptions and 6 touchdowns. Mississippi State finished 8-4 on the season. In the other New Year's Day bowls, 6th-ranked Georgia outscored number 23 Nebraska 45-31 to win the Capital One Bowl. Aaron Murray threw 5 touchdown passes to set a Georgia bowl record, including 2 in the fourth quarter. Murray passed for 427 yards for the 12-2 Bulldogs. 11th-ranked South Carolina captured the Outback Bowl by rallying past 19th-ranked Michigan 33-28. Dylan Thompson came off the bench to throw a 32-yard touchdown pass with 11 seconds left to rally the Gamecocks, who finished at 11-2. Clint Shelf threw 3 of Oklahoma State's 5 touchdown passes, and the Cowboys shook off a disappointing Big 12 finish by dominating Purdue 58-14 in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. It was the biggest bowl win for Oklahoma State since Coach Mike Gundy was the quarterback in a 62-14 rout of Wyoming in the 1988 Holiday Bowl. The Cowboys finished 8-5, while Purdue wound up going 6-7 on the season. Well, the Iowa State football team fell short of a winning record in losing the Liberty Bowl to Tulsa on Monday. But after the game, Coach Paul Rhodes said that there are a lot of positive things that came out of this season.
That does not change the success of the season. At the same time, 6-7 doesn't define success. But in 4 years, we continue to progress. We continue to develop. It's exactly what we're going to do again in January when we start up on the 14th. But a painful pill to swallow tonight.
Well, Rhodes has to say goodbye to the players in his first recruiting class after taking over the program.
It just doesn't seem like we've been here that long where those guys have reached full maturation and made their way through the program. The impact of what they've accomplished will be felt a lot longer than their tenure here. These are not only good football players in the history of Iowa State. These are great young men, men of great work ethic and character, and they'll go beyond their playing days here with degrees and good careers and so forth.
Well, the extra time practicing for a bowl game is expected to be a boost for the team as they head into next season.
We've had excellent practices with both the guys that just finished up eligibility and played in this game and those that people don't even really know their names yet.
Like all losses, Rhodes says this one will be forgotten and they'll keep moving forward.
As disappointing as this loss is, come January 14th, the ball that's rolling is going to get pushed faster and it's going to get pushed harder, and the Cyclone Nation can remain energized at what this football program will fast become.
Iowa State will open the 2013 season on August 31st against Northern Iowa. They'll face Tulsa again in the third game of the season. That's after they face Iowa in week number 2. Well, Clark Hunt is regarded as an intensely private man, someone who prefers to operate behind the scenes and away from the spotlight that comes with owning an NFL franchise. In some ways, that's about to change. Hunt fired coach Romeo Crennel on Monday as part of the shakeup of the entire structure of the franchise that his father, the late Lamar Hunt, founded 53 years ago. The younger Hunt said he plans to hire the next coach and that the individual will report to him rather than through the general manager, a change in the way the team has operated since its inception. In fact, Hunt has refused to say whether general manager Scott Pioli will even be retained. In other NFL news, the San Francisco 49ers have signed kicker Billy Cundiff to compete with struggling veteran David Akers. Cundiff was released by the Washington Redskins on October 9th after missing 5 of his 12 field goal attempts. He worked out previously with the Niners on November 27th. Akers made 44 of 52 attempts in his sensational 2011 season and first year with San Francisco. This year, however, he's just 29 of 42 as they prepare for the playoffs. Green Bay defensive back Charles Woodson has been cleared to play in Saturday night's playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings. Woodson deferred to team physician Dr. Pat McKenzie and gave his broken collarbone as much time to heal as possible, sitting out Sunday's regular season finale at Minnesota. He was injured on October 21st and has missed 9 consecutive games. Oh, to basketball, well, Clyburn scored 14 of his team-high 17 points in the second half as Iowa State survived Yale's upset bid and beat the Bulldogs 80-70 on Tuesday. Clyburn's three-point play fueled a 17-5 second-half run for the Cyclones, who opened Big 12 conference play January 9th at number 6 Kansas. Tyrus McGee and George Niang added 14 points apiece off the bench for Iowa State, which trailed the Bulldogs by as many as 12 points in the first half. Jeremiah Kreisberg led Yale. He had 16 points, while Javier Duran scored a dozen. The Cyclones converted just one of their first 7 field goal tries and 2 of their first 7 from the free throw line as Yale led nearly the entire first half. Iowa State shot 25.9% before the break. As the Cyclones improved to 10-3 on the season, Yale drops to 4-10 with that loss. In the NBA yesterday, the L.A. Clippers did something they haven't done in over a month. They lost, stopping their 17-game win streak. The Clippers beaten by Denver 92-78 yesterday. Philadelphia knocked off the other L.A. team, the Lakers, 103-99. Atlanta beat New Orleans 95-86. Detroit got by Sacramento 103-97. It was Portland edging New York 105-100, while Dallas downed Washington 103-94. The National Hockey League Players Association will spend the night sifting through the league's latest contract proposal. The NHL and the union's main negotiating teams met for 30 minutes before ending talks last night. The league made a counteroffer to the players' proposal during a 30-minute meeting with the union before ending talks for the evening, and the sides likely are expected to meet again today. Small groups from each side met Tuesday and conferred by conference calls all afternoon about provisions of a potential collective bargaining agreement. In baseball news, the Tampa Bay Rays have avoided an arbitration case with their top pitcher. A person with knowledge of the deal says American League Cy Young Award winner David Price has agreed to a one-year contract worth just over $10 million, avoiding arbitration. Price earned $4.35 million last season when he went 20-5 with an American League low 2.56 earned run average. The hard-throwing left-hander barely beat out Detroit's Justin Verlander to become Tampa Bay's first Cy Young Award winner. And Governor Tom Corbett says he plans to sue the NCAA in federal court over sanctions imposed against Penn State University in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sexual abuse scandal. The Republican governor scheduled a news conference for today on Penn State's campus in State College to announce the filing in U.S. District Court in Harrisburg. The sanctions, agreed to by the university in July, include a $60 million fine that would be used nationally to finance child abuse prevention grants. State and federal lawmakers have raised objections to the money being spent outside of Pennsylvania. That's Checkin' Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.